Louis Williams had turned up with his dray loaded high and 12 spare horses behind him, for he was moving fast to get through his rounds before the rains made further provisioning of the stations impossible.
"Monsoons are coming," he said,
rolling a cigarette and indicating piles of extra groceries with his whip.
"The Cooper and the Baku and the Diamantina are running real bankers, and the Everflow is overflowing. The whole Queensland outback's 2 foot under water, and them poor buggers is trying to find a rise in the ground to put the sheep on."
Suddenly there was a controlled panic. Paddy and the boys worked like madmen, moving the sheep out of the low-lying paddocks, and as far away from the creek and the bar one as they could. Father Rafe turned up, saddled his horse, and set off with Frank and the best team of dogs for 2 uncleared paddocks alongside the bar one, while Paddy and the 2 stockmen each took a boy in other directions. Father Rafe was an excellent stockman himself. He rode a thoroughbred chestnut mare Mary Carson had given him, clad in faultlessly tailored buff jodhpurs, shiny tan knee boots, and a spotless white shirt with its sleeves rolled up his sinewy arms and its neck open to show his smooth brown chest. In baggy old gray twill trousers, tied with bow-yangs and a gray flannel undershirt, Frank felt like a poor relation. Which was what he was, he thought wryly, following the straight figure on the dainty mare through a stand of box and pine beyond the creek. He himself rode a hard-mouthed piebald stock horse, a mean-tempered beast with a will of its own and a ferocious hatred of other horses. The dogs were yelping and cavorting in excitement, fighting and snarling among themselves, until parted with a flick from Father Rafe's viciously wielded stock whip. It seemed there was nothing the man couldn't do. He was familiar with the coated whistles setting the dogs to work, and plied his whip much better than Frank, still learning this exotic Australian art.